You're listening to Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News. Hub Arkish and Mike Wilkening, your hosts each week, and we welcome in our editorial staff as we make the switch from basketball over to football. And Dan Arkish is our executive editor and covers the NFC West, amongst other conferences and teams for us. And Dan, it was a very busy week in Seattle. Spent a lot of money, a $43 million contract for Lofa Tatupo, a $50-plus million contract for their franchise player, Marcus Trufant. But it really signals that Tim Ruskell is getting his house in order to give Mike Holmgren a real chance at a Super Bowl run in his farewell tour.
Well, absolutely, Hub. I mean, the key number that you didn't mention is they've forked out just under $40 million in guaranteed money to really the two cornerstones of a greatly improved defense last year, undersized but very productive. And Tim Ruskell just has to feel really good about locking these two guys up. And the fact that they both were willing to settle for just a little bit less, and it was really kind of a team effort in the case of Tatupu. Four other Seahawks who had, you know, restructured contracts, Patrick Kearney, Deion Grant, Jordan Babineau, Craig Tyrrell, they all agreed to restructure their contracts to give a little bit more over to Tatupu.
Well, and here's the really interesting piece of it. I saw an interview with Tatupu where he was talking about the fact that he's actually going to make about $1 million a year less than Julian Peterson, the other Pro Bowler who plays next to him. And when asked why, he said, well, not only do we have to get Marcus Trufant signed long-term, but Leroy Hill is coming up next year. And so this just sounds like a locker room that is the envy of every team in the NFL.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And Leroy Hill is a guy that is an up-and-comer of the highest order, I think a Pro Bowl player, and they'd love to try and lock him up. Now, interestingly, the cap money that's opened up as a result of the Trufant signing is just enough, really, to kind of take care of the rookie pool and maybe help them find a badly needed place kicker. You know, the one area where they're really hurting right now, guys, is the special teams. They lost Josh Brown to the Rams. They need a long snap. So they've really got to find a kicker, and they have the money now, just enough to maybe do that.
Dan, if you had to handicap which way they're going to go with a kicker, would it be a veteran, you know, maybe a rookie? You know, which way do they go there, and what type of impact do you think losing Josh Brown is going to have on that team? You know, the people I've talked to, you know, he's probably, if not the best kicker in football, one of the two or three best, and somebody that I think really thrived maybe in not the best kicking circumstances last year.
Well, you know, the one thing that comes to mind right away, Mike, is that he's got such a strong leg. There's going to be much more pressure now on the Seattle offense to drive further down the field. You know, he oftentimes gave them opportunities to have field goals from 50 yards out. And so I don't know if they're going to find a kicker who has as strong a leg as Josh Brown, who is also extremely popular and good in the locker room. Now, they had Olindo Mari in for a visit this week, and, you know, he's had his moments. So there's a veteran for you, but I really think it's an open situation there. And another thing about their special teams, they've lost two of their best special team coverage guys, Nico Koutavotis and Kevin Bentley, in free agency.
Dan, another team on your beat, San Francisco 49ers. In the preseason of 2007, everybody's surprise, you might say sexy pick to surprise, you know, and do well. Well, in fact, everything has gone wrong since, and now just this past week, a mistake that wasn't on the football field. They are penalized. They will have to switch spots in the third round with the Chicago Bears. They'll drop from 7 to 12, and more importantly, lose a fifth-round pick for tampering with Lance Briggs, the Bears' franchised free agent. And this one isn't on Mike Nolan. This has got to be on Scott McLuhan in that front office.
Right, and it's a front office that's under, you know, big pressure to turn this back into a respectable organization. So it's the last thing that they needed. You know, we've talked to people in San Francisco. They're not all that distressed about dropping five spots in the third round, but boy, they really feel losing that fifth round pick is a killer. They've had good luck with that pick in recent times, Hub, under both Scott McLuhan and Nolan. They've picked up Paris Harrelson, Ronnie Fields, who's probably going to be a starting defensive end, so that's a loss for them.
Well, and Dan, here's the thing. Maybe the penalty's too severe. Maybe it's Roger Goodell trying to send a message. The 49ers feel like they're getting screwed. But the fact is that it was the worst-kept secret in the NFL that they reached out to Lance Briggs, or at least Drew Rosenhaus, prior to his franchise free agent year expiring. And they were tampering, and they got caught, you know, and you got to know better if you want to play in this league.
Well, yeah, but they claim that it's really sketchy evidence that the league has put against them and that they've been unfairly victimized. But right or wrong, it's a huge blow. And then the other thing worth mentioning is Roger Goodell, I hope he realizes what a Pandora box he's opening. I know you know that, Huck.
Well, and I will close the segment by saying, and I'm going to take a cheap promo shot here, guys, we heard it in the way we hear it last November that they were talking to him. So the evidence may be sketchy, but the fact is there was some tampering going on and they've been penalized. We take a commercial break here. We're going to be back with more NFL Way We Hear It in just a moment.